Okay.
Yud Adar, Sunday the 1st of March, Rabbi Shir Chaitovsky. More on Megillas Esther.
Isn't there something supposed to be here?
There should be a telephone, but we're recording it. It'll be uploaded, so...
What happened to this one? Sorry.
This one? It's still
So we'll continue today about the different Nisim, this term. You could read the Megillah, and there's so much insight into everything. So we're just going to do a few more insights that someone could read the whole Megillah and he doesn't realize the wealth that the Gro explains in the Megillah. When Haman made the Gzeira, so he wrote it up, and he sent the Gzeira to everybody, all the 127 Medinas, each Medina to its Ksav, and to its Lashon, because in every Medina there could be, you know, different languages, you know, over here, you know, you could have Pakistani, and, you know, so and all different types of languages in one city. I just see by the taxi drivers going around, I see they're all different types of people with all different types of languages. Half the time I don't understand what they're saying when they talk to their friends. So different languages. But then it says, right after Haman made the Gzeira and he sent it out, so the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, the last Pasuk, Haratzim Yotze Duchufim Bidvar HaMelech, in the olden days, so they didn't have a regular post office, you know, to send out mail. So if you want to get these letters to all the 127 Medinos, so you had runners, you had people who ran, who went from one place to another place to deliver, you know, I guess you would call them couriers. So it says the Ratzim, who were the runners to give out the mail, Yotzu Duchuf and Midvar HaMelech, they ran out like Mishugoyim. Now, I would stop the runner and I would ask him, why are you running so fast? We got to get this very fast to everybody. Oh, you have to get very fast. What day are we standing? Yud Gimel Nisim. And when is the Gzeira? Yud Gimel Adar. How long is that? 11 months. So you have 11 months and you're going like Mishugoyim to everywhere. Why are you running like Mishugoyim? You have 11 months. I mean, you don't have to go so fast. Why did they go Haratzim Yatsu Dechufim? They went out like Mishugoyim. So that's one interesting question. What's going on over here? We'll go fast forward, and 3 days later, Haman is a dead man. Achashverosh killed Haman after 3 days. Esther went to Achashverosh, and we know by the Suda, Ish, Sar, V'Oyev, yes, Haman, and they killed him. Okay? No, Mordechai take care of the Jews. So Esther comes to Achashverosh, please help the Jews. So Esther comes and cries out to the king. But Tosef Esther in Perek Ches Pasuk Gimel, she fell on her on her face. And she's crying hysterically to remove everything that Haman did. And she gets up and she says, please, I'm asking you to to return all the edict that Haman made, return everything, make it void. So the king was talking to Esther, but he's going to tell Esther that, you know, you have in the Gemara many times, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. You know, when a Bezdin does something, you just can't eradicate it. When the king does something, it's a chil to the Malchus to make it void. So he says like this. If I'm just going to tell Esther, she's going to start crying, and I can't stand a woman crying. Can't? You know, a man can't stand a woman crying. So he brought in Mordechai. Before he answered Esther, he brought in Mordechai, because he said, in front of Mordechai, Esther's not going to cry. So Ahasuerus starts saying, you know, I'm a Jew lover. I killed Haman because he wanted to hurt the Jews. And, you know, I hung him up. I gave the house to you. Now it's in the hand of Mordechai. Don't you see, like, he's a very good politician. Don't you see that I am a Jew lover? The only reason why I had Haman killed was because he wanted to do bad to the Jews. So therefore, I am a Jew lover. I love the Jews. But we have a technical problem. I can't remove anything that the king made. Do whatever you want. I am not returning what was done. Okay, Mordechai, let's get to work. Let's do something. So what did Mordechai do? So he called the Soifrim in the third month, Pasuk Tes, Perikhes, that he called the Soifrim of the king on the third month, which is Sivan, on the 23rd day. Now, let's understand this. All the Jews have no idea that Haman is dead. We're talking about 127 dinos, and the Jews, as the Pasuk said before, the Pasuk said after they made the Gzeira, Ubuchol Medina, Medina, everywhere, Ashedvar Melch, Vidosei Magie, Vagodul Ayudim, Tsoim, Bechi, Umisvid, Sarvitzak, Vehei, for Yutzal Rabbim. They are crying their lungs out. They are crying their lungs out. It's Oyim Menoira. So Mordechai sits down. Okay, we have all the time in the world. And it gets to, you know, it's Nisan, and it's Iyar, and it's Sivan. So finally decides on the 23rd day of Sivan, and the Pasuk says, you know, not too many times, you should know, in the Megillah it doesn't say dates. And all of a sudden now, like it says a specific date, interesting, the 23rd day of Sivan, he's writing the scribes to do something for the Jews. Why did he wait so long to the 23rd day of Sivan? What, it's down? Let's go further. So what did he say? So this is very important. So he's waiting on the 23rd day of Sivan. Let me hear. I want to hear this unbelievable thing that he's writing. So he says that he gave the Jews, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perkes, that he's giving the Jews in each city permission to gather together and to protect themselves. Lahashmid. Lahashmid? Lahashmid? What? I never knew that we're supposed to be missionaries. We're supposed to be Shema Degoyim. What does that mean? Lahashmid, to shmad the goyim? Laroik, to kill, l'abein, as everyone, all the enemies of the Jews, ushlolom lavoiz, and to take their money. Now, fast forward to the next perek, when the Jews killed all the goyim, it says, uvabiza loishoch was yodim, they didn't touch the money. And here Mordechai is saying, you must Lahashmin, which I don't know what Lahashmin is, because the Gemara in Yevamah says in the time of Haman there were no Gerim. We didn't accept Gerim. So what's Lahashmin? We're trying to make Goyim Jews? And then it says the Shlalom Levoy is supposed to take their money? It says later on they didn't touch the money. They didn't take any money. What's going on? And then after that, he sent all this for the Rotzim. And then it says again, HaRotzim Yatsu Mevuholim Udchufen. Now, before the first time when the Rotzim went, it said they went to Chufen. And here is Mevuholim Udchufen. They went out. Mevuhol means they're bewildered. They don't know what's going on. What do you mean they don't know what's going on? I mean, you're supposed to do a job and go out. Move on. They don't know what's going on. But the chufim. Okay, so the chufim matches before. Again, I can understand now. It's late. It's a long time. It's 2 months since he's dead. I understand. Here I understand the chufim. But what's mevoholim? What's going on? The answer is there's such an insight here. Mordechai has a problem. You can't make void the gzeira. The Melech says, forget about it. The first gzeira was made, there's nothing to do, you're stuck. The first gzeira is done. Mordechai, write whatever you want. You want to make something new? Make something new, but you can't make void the old gzeira. So Mordechai had mamish b'siyata d'shmaya, ingenious. What he did was, he wrote the same exact zera as the old one, and just switched where it says Jew, Goy. Goy, Jew. And he said, I want to send the same messengers. Because if I send the same messengers, so then they will know and understand the same messenger will say it was a printing mistake. You know, sometimes you send an invitation. I'm sorry. You send an invitation and for a wedding and there's a problem that, there's a printing mistake. So you have to get the printer and you have to change the whole thing and send it. Or sometimes what people do today, costs a lot of money to print. So they just take a little piece of tape, a little thing, a white thing, or they white it out, or else they just put, like they made a wrong date. So what they do is they just put a little strip with the right date. And they just make sure on every invitation to put the right one. So here, what they did was, very interestingly, that Mordechai sent the exact same gzeira, word for word, of the old gzeira, and just was explaining that it was a printing mistake. That not the goyim should kill the Jews. The Jews should kill the guy. It was just a printing mistake. And it was a tremendous mess. Because you have to understand that when the first gzeira was sent, so, Haman was afraid, the Jews will get together and they're going to cause havoc. He didn't want everybody to know of the first Gezeira. So he sent the first Gezeira only to the Sarim, the heads of state of each of the 127 Medinos. For the Hamon Am, very interestingly, it says, Pashegin Aksab, this is in Perek Gimel, when Haman sent Golu L'chol Ha'amin, sometimes you have anyone in advertising. If you're in advertising and you want to get, you want to tell like a new ad, but how are you going to get people to look at the ad? So a day before, you write, Do you want to become a millionaire? Details to come. Okay, so you're right. That's all. Tomorrow you're going to see what the details are. Or unbelievable. Breathtaking. You've never seen anything like it. Small letters. See tomorrow. So therefore I promise you, everyone is going to look tomorrow to see what this unbelievable thing is. That's exactly what Haman did. He sent the Gzeira to every one of the Sarim of the 127 Medinos. But Golui L'chol Amim, but was, you know, like they have the signs they plaster on the walls for everybody to see. Liois Asidim Layom Hazer. Be ready for Yud Gimel Adar. So therefore, in big letters, be ready for Yud Gimel Adar. That's all that was said. So the Haman, because like this, unbelievable. If the Gzeira would have been for everyone to know, Haman Am doesn't understand printing mistakes. You see, they'll do. But the Haman Am only Yud, be ready for Yud Gimel Adar. What? They have no idea. The Sarin were the ones who got the real thing that the Goyim have to kill the Jews. Now, how did the Jews find out? And that's exactly why it says, Va'ir Shushan Nevocha. What does it mean, Va'ir Shushan Nevocha? Because they saw, be ready for Yud Gimel Adar, they had no idea for what. Now, how did the Jews find out? Mordechai, first of all, Mordechai knew because he was from the Sarin. Because he was in the Saramelech. He was in the Saramelech. So therefore he found out and he ran out in the middle of the city and cried out. So you know how, word gets around, you know, Chavra to Chavra, they go. And Lemaisa, and what Haman did not know is that all the 127 Medinois, all the Sarim, had Jews who knew how to read and write. They all had Jews in this. So that's how all the Jews found out. The Goyim peasants, they didn't know anything. But the Jews in their lobby, APEC, they found out exactly. They found out everything and they were crying and doing tshuva. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They were doing tshuva. So the Jews knew about it and only the Sarim knew. So therefore, unbelievable. So Mordechai sent out, so he knew that the Haman Am knew nothing. They just knew one thing. Be ready for Yud Gimel Adar. That's all they knew. They didn't know anything else. And after that, Mordechai said like this, I'm going to send the exact Lashon and I'm going to tell them that's a printing mistake. So the Sarim are not going to fool around. Because Mordechai is sending them, and it says later that they had fear of Mordechai. So if Mordechai says it's a printing mistake, it's a printing mistake. And the Haman Am just knew, be ready for Yud Gimel, that they found out that the Jews have to kill the Goyim. So therefore, that was the plan. But Mordechai said again, if I'm explaining that it's a printing mistake, it will look far better if the same people who went the first time will go the second time. If I send different people, maybe it's different. But what happens if I send the exact same people? So it's a pesha osar, a pesha hitir. The same ones who went the first time are going the second time. So if the same people, I just brought it to you and I'm coming again. Ooh, you know, it was a mistake. That's why Mordechai waited. Unbelievable. He waited until the first guys came back. And that's why when the first guys came back, now I'm going to send them again. So therefore, now when I send the same people and with the exact same lashon, and they're going to tell everyone it was a printing mistake, so the Sarim will understand that was a printing mistake. And the Haman Am, so it's unbelievable. So now they gave out Leos, that what they said, be ready for you to give an order. So the Haman Am in Perek Tes, it says that Goloi L'cholam Li Yisrael, you would mean it was explained for all the Amonam that the Jews should be ready on that day to take Nekama from their enemies. So that the Amonam found out this now, Goloi L'cholam, and the Sorim were told by the same messengers that it was a printing mistake. So therefore, it was unbelievable. That's why I had to say Lahashmid Laroi Galabi Sholom a voice. So the Sorim, they're going to think Lahashmid and Afkamina. The whole thing was Baba Maisa. It was dust. There was no Lahashmid. We're not trying to shmad the Goyim. I mean, a few Goyim, when they saw that, it says that a few Goyim were Misyadim. They started, the Goyim said they started to act like Jews. But we weren't Mekabel them as Geirim. But they looked and they said Lahashmid and we miss what we have to come to. We weren't Mekabel them. The only reason why that stood there was just to fake out to say that it was a printing mistake. And that's why it said a shalom lo voice, but we had a bezel lo, we didn't take a penny from anyone, because that wasn't what we were interested in. We were interested just to show that it's a printing mistake, but we're not interested to take any money. It's the same shemayim to kill out a molech. That's all we want to do. That is what everyone did. So it's unbelievable. That's why Mordechai waited till Chav Zayin Adar, Chav Gimel Sivan, for the same shluchim to come back. Now we understand that Hashem put in to the Ratzim, I want to go on vacation. So I want to take care of this right away. So they ran out like Mishugoyim the first time to get it done. And therefore, they say go around the world in 80 days. Well, here they went around the whole world in 70 days. It was exactly 70 days. Look at Cheshbon. From Yud Gimel, Nisan, to Chof Gimel, Sivan, was 70 days. They went out, they went like Mishugoyim around the whole world, that in 70 days they went all the way around. So they ran out like Mishugoyim, because I want you to go out like Mishugoyim. David says, in order that Mordechai is ready, where are these guys already? You know, he's looking at his wife, said, the time is going. I want to send the same guys again in order to show that was a printing mistake. So he had to wait till Chof Gimel Sivan to send them out. And when the same guys came back, so very geshmak, it says, Muvuholim. What was the reason why we went so fast? Because I'm planning to go on vacation. So we'll go, come back. And then Mordechai, you know, like they have on the relay team. You go there, and you're waiting, and they come back, and Mordechai's waiting with the new Xera, like it's there, and they're coming back, and the guy's ready for the finish line. I'm going to go on vacation. And we can't go again. Move all that money. They don't give me any rest. They don't give me any. What's going on here? But he had Rachmanis on them. That's why he sent them out on chariots. They don't have to run. They go on chariots, like, you know, they don't have to run again. But they ran like Mishugoyim for 70 days. They want vacation. They're not interested. They go, we're going to put you on horses, chariots. You're going to go like a melech, but you got to go again. So Mevuholim, they said, what kind of crazy machos is this? Where, you know, it's like airplane. You know, everyone knows you go on an airplane. And I finish my job. I'm off till tomorrow, the next day. You know, people get, and here they go, no, they no rest. So therefore, they went Mevuholim with the Chofim and Varamelech. But the point was that Mordechai wanted the same ones to go again. He made it as easy as possible for them to go. The main thing, that it should be the same people, went again. This was unbelievable. The insight, what the Rabbi Shalom did. And interesting, why Lamaisa did it take them 70 days? Unbelievable. Because Hashem wanted, and I guess Mordechai understood, says the Goyin, 70 days represents the 70 years of Golos between the first and second Beis Hamikdash. So the Eibishter wanted 70 days of tshuva to be machaper on the 70 years of Golos. Unbelievable. Everything is tied in. Everything is min hashamayim. So therefore, it was 70 days to in place of the 70 years of Golos. That's why it took him 70 days. So Baruch Hashem, we have an insight. Just this one, as I said, there's so much more. And I have seen the eyes, but there's so much on the Megillah. But just this point, how the Abrahams custom tailored everything. So as we should have a Chag, of susim b'simcha, and everyone should look more into the grot to see all the beautiful nisim of the Megillah.